So I had a leak in my shack's only working faucet, a drip I couldn't stop by twisting as hard as I possibly could without breaking off the rusty handle. Big deal, I decided. I could live with a dribble or three, the motto of a seasoned procrastinator, a truly lazy man, a complete South Ender. Never fix today what you can repair tomorrow. And if you can follow the inescapable logic of this maxim, tomorrow is always later on, not today. Calculus for you math majors is built on this notion. In other words, the South End is beyond most of our comprehensions. Drip, 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 day after day, and tomorrow never quite arriving. Of course, though, the piper finally does arrive, sure as sunset follows sunrise. Yesterday, and oh yeah, yesterday's pile up, I came down to find the sink full, slopping water onto the floor, great, just great. I grabbed my trusty plunger, gave it a few robust shoves, and voila, down she gurgled. Next day I repeated the process, and the next, and, well, all those tomorrows were showing up with teeth and claws, and I suppose I could have continued until the shack itself rotted under its own sheer entropic weight and collapsed into the waiting nettles, sparing me my Sisyphean ordeal. But then the toilet finally wouldn't flush. This, fair reader, is what plumbing hell looks like. Dominoes all leading to further breakage, more repairs, endless hardware trips, gnashing of teeth, busted knuckles, demented curses, fear, and finally loathing. The gods of plumbing are cruel and implacable. They do not care one spigot about your puny plight. I'm now 3 days into this. My back porch deck has been deconstructed, a hole has been dug large enough to bury King Kong in, cedar roots the size of Kong's leg have been chopped and mangled and removed, a mountain of dirt is rising like Babel in the background. A cast iron pipe has been located. It oozes black stinking slime a drip at a time through a tangled mat of roots and dirt, and let me spare you the rest. My back is aching and my wrists feel nearly broken as the pipe 5 feet down in the trench. We take our indoor plumbing for granted, I guess, but I'm seriously considering a return to simpler, more agrarian times. I'm talking, of course, outhouse. No pipes, no plumbing, no plugged drains. Of course, there is that problem of what to do when it fills up, but, as you know, that's a problem for tomorrow.